Blog Talk Radio.
Let it die. Let you lay. Come on, everyone all over this place, just lift your voice to God. Come on, if you hear God calling you tonight, tonight, you can hear the voice of God calling you. Hey, come. Calling you by name. Waiting on you. Would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you. I'm running to you. I hear you calling me, oh, oh, yeah. Yes. I hear you calling, say, I hear you calling. Can you hear the voice of the Lord? Come. He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Come on, run after him. Aggressively. Pursue him. Pursue his presence.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Prolific Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on Prolific Fire on tonight. And I want to let you all know that I'm grateful. I'm honored to be able to be you all host tonight on the behalf of Prophet Stacy. Allow me to come on tonight. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and thank you all for listening. However you may be listening through iTunes or Block Talk Radio, or maybe you may be listening to Prolific Fire, or however you may be listening, I want to thank and praise God even through the podcast. I want to thank and praise God for you all listening on tonight. And I thank and praise God. I pray I have something to say, that you all, something to bless you all heart. I want to thank and praise God for, because it's because of God that he allow us to be able to come back together on tonight. Could be elsewhere, but the Lord allow you to come on for the fire on tonight. So as I get ready to pray and I want to get on into the message, I pray that you all will enjoy. I pray it will be, the word will help you. I pray the word will be able to go there and begin to change some things, that whatever maybe you may be liking in, that God will go in and fix it for you. And I thank and praise God. The word don't only just start with who we minister to. The word start with us first, because the word of God tell us the charity start home and it spread abroad. So with the minister start with the leaders first, and then it go out and do what God sent it to do. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight. I thank you for being so good and so kind to us. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to come on tonight, God, on Prolific Fire, God. Father God, I even thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to ask that you will forgive us for any sin we committed or omitted today that's not of you. And Father, if we didn't acknowledge you in the way that we should, forgive us, Lord. And Lord God, and help us to get it right. Father, I thank you for all the ones that's listening. I thank you for all the ones that's going to tune in afterwards. I thank you, Lord, because, Lord, it was you that caused Prolific Fire to be where it is today. It was you that caused us to keep going on no matter what. Father God, bless your people on tonight. Let your word, Lord, you sit me down. And, Lord, you let your Holy Spirit stand up in me. Your word in my mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. And I give your name the glory, and I give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, Father, thank you on tonight. And I want to thank Prophet Stacy for allowing me to speak again. Now, I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I want to let you all know that where I'm going tonight, it will be coming from Matthew 13 Matthew, the 13th chapter, along with the 18th verse. And I want you all to go up to be able to, and then what it's talking about is, it's talking about the seed of Abraham, the seed. It's talking about how the seeds were thrown on the stony ground, how the seed was thrown on good ground, how the seeds were thrown, even it was thrown on bad ground. I want to thank and praise God for the seed. And the Word of God let us know that the seed don't just have to be something that just a little old seed that you plant. I want to thank and praise God for His Word on tonight, because the seed is so it is so grateful. It's so great to know what God's seed is. And I want to let you all know that from the Word on tonight, we're talking about the seed. We're talking about what seed are you planting? What seed are you planting? What seed are you planting in somebody's life? What seed are you planting in your own life? What seed are you planting? Are you planting good seeds? Are you planting bad seeds? Are you planting seeds of discord, discouragement? Are you planting seeds of generations of curse? Are you planting seeds of confusion? There's different types of seeds that we are planting. And I was reading today as I was sitting down in the living room, and I was reading on how a plant seed, how it began to grow. The Word of God, it lets me know that when you plant a seed of a plant, you begin to plant the seed, and the seed becomes small. It's a small thing. It starts as a small thing, and it produces once it, as a small thing, it produces as a big thing. Once you put the seed in the ground, you begin to use soil, you put soil in it, and you begin to plant the seed. And once you plant the seed, and it begin to be soil, and you put your soil and you water it. Once you water the seed, once you begin to cause the seed to have water, then you cause it to have light. You cause the seed to be able to come in and begin to plot up. It becomes a plant. And I want to thank and praise God that once that plant begins to grow, that plant begins to spread out. Once it begins to spread out, it becomes a beautiful thing. And that's the way God makes things. I thank and praise God that He allowed that plant to be beautiful. So as I was reading that, and God just was showing me in the spiritual realm how He can take a little small something and how He can make a big something out of it. And He can make it beautiful in His eyes. He make it beautiful in our eyes. He makes it so beautiful to the point that it makes you want to, okay, well, Lord, this flower is so beautiful. Begin to one seed begin to lead to another seed. So because of that, everything begins to come out. It becomes like a flower. A flower begins to sow seeds of other seeds. Those seeds begin to come out. The roots begin to grow on it. Once the roots begin to grow on it, it begins to get stronger. Once it gets stronger, it begins to plot out other flowers. So what I'm saying is, if that little seed can make a big flower, make a big plant, and can make it grow into something beautiful, what do you think God wants His people to do? He wants us to sow seeds. And once we sow those seeds on good ground, He wants to sow seeds and sow them that it will become out beautiful. I thank and praise God that in His Word He let us know that seeds will fail on good ground, seeds will fail on stony ground, seeds will even fail by the wayside. those are seeds. And they're not just seeds talking about a little seed. Those are seeds that God has planted in us. People that stoned by the seeds that stoned by the wayside, nobody don't care. They hear God. They listen to him. They go to church. They in the church. They listen to the word of God. They do those. Once they listen to the word of God, they pray for that moment of time that they're there. Seeds that stone from the wayside, and they begin to once they get out of church. The word of God said the enemy comes, and once the enemy comes, the enemy steals away what you already have in your heart. You allow the enemy to come and steal what God took away from you. I've seen many people come to Christ. And they've been in Christ. They say the Lord saved them. They say the Lord delivered them. And God can do it. He can do it. And they say they won't turn their backs on them. They say they won't. They're going to. I can't do God like that. But just a minute, somebody come around you that doesn't have Christ in them and used to do the things that you used to do, the word of God tells us if we whatever we hang, whatever you among, that's what you become. So then you begin to allow that person to come and take away what God had instilled in you. They begin to come in and take away what God has planted in you, and they begin to go back to their old ways. I've seen it happen so many times. And then they'll call you, and then they'll say, pray for me, or I pray for someone, and I ask the Lord to do this and do that, but now time, you stop doing what you're doing. You didn't go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. See, that's a seed that we want to watch right there. We want to be careful of those type of people. People coming in just planting seeds. And then time you to have God bless you, you get out of him, you get out of God's will, and you go back to doing what you want to do. That's those seeds that's thrown by the wayside. I'm going to give it to y'all the way God give it to me. Then you got the seeds that on stony ground. And according to what I was reading, three different translations today, they all break it down. Those seeds that was planted on stony ground, those are seeds of people that have heart. They love God so that whatever go on, they don't allow the enemy to come in and take away what they have. They stay so strong. Their faith is so strong in God that they love God so much that they begin to give him praise, they begin to worship him, that they begin to be faithful to him. And I don't care what blows they wear, it will not allow them to fall. They will still be standing. They stand strong. And I thank and praise God for those that's a seed. Then we have a seed of the seed that good seed. The word of God say that seed is a good seed. That's another seed where you live for God. You love him. You go to church. You worship him. You get up in the morning and you pray. And not only you pray, you get into his word and you allow him to minister to you. You get in his face and you begin to cry out to him and you begin to love upon him. And you begin to tell God how good he is and how wonderful he is. And then the word of God say, those are the ones that he blessed. He blessed 60, 30, 104 blessings because they mean what they say to God and they are for real about what they do. Well, then let me tell you about another seed. Some of us got seeds when we plant. And when we plant them, they don't come back. The word of God tells us when we begin to come in Christ, the word of God says we become a new creature. Old things supposed to be gone away, and behold, new. That's what the word says. So then let me know when I got saved and I got delivered and I gave my life to God, that the stuff I used to do, I don't supposed to be doing. If I left shacking alone, if I used to shack, then I'm not supposed to be doing it if I'm living for God. If I lied all the time, then I'm all that's supposed to be gone. Did I cheat? That's supposed to be gone. Did I backbite? All these little things will call us to lose. And then you be wondering why that seed don't grow. The seed don't grow because you're not keeping it water. You're not keeping good soil. It's not in good soil. God wants good soil. He wants good soil. He wants you to be able to plant him on good ground. He wants you to be able to allow him to come in. And he wants you to be able to minister and talk to you. God wants you to sow these seeds so that we're supposed to be sowing seeds where my sister and brother see this, and then they want to be able to follow after Christ. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to love him. He wants us to tell people about him. He wants us to let people know how good he is. He wants us to let people know what he can do for you. He wants to let you know. Then you got those seeds where we worry. We worry about the terrors of this world. We don't our faith get little. The faith that we have, we allow the enemy to come and snatch it. When we used to believe, and I don't care what come up, we allow the enemy to come and steal that away from us, and then we don't believe like we used to. I have seen many people come around me, and they was believing God for this, and they was on fire for the Lord, and they was giving God all they had. But they allowed one little thing to come and cause them to go back out there. The word of God tells us that we're supposed to be able to sow seed of good soil, not bad. The word of God say, if my sister, my brother is in a need of something, then we're supposed to help them, not talk about it. The word of God say, if you see somebody need a drink of water, you're supposed to give it to them. If you see somebody that's hungry, you're supposed to feed them. The word of God let us know that someone don't have clothes, we're supposed to give them clothes. The word of God let us know that if you see your sister and brother, you don't act in a certain way, you're not supposed to go and talk about them or get behind their back. The word of God says you go to them and you talk to them. If you see them, and they put me in the mind of the prodigal son when all of his children were there and one of his sons left, he went back and he began to love that son back to where he was. The prodigal son began to come home. I remember I remember that God in God's word, when I read with a woman that had a issue of blood, she sowed a seed. And y'all know what that seed was? That seed was just a touch from God. She had faith that if I can get close to him and touch him, and then I'll be made whole, and she got healed. There was another seed in the Bible where the word of God, when the Lord had used Hannah And she called, he called Hannah. Hannah couldn't have children. God began to bless her. She asked the Lord for a child. He didn't bless her when he wanted. He didn't give it to her when she wanted. But she began to pray, and God caused him to have a child. That's because of her faith. There's so many wonderful stories in the Bible. Can we tell? Can we talk about? There's so many wonderful stories in the Bible that really have touched my heart that I have read. I even thank and praise God. If we sow a seed in good ground, God will sow a seed back to us. You can't sow a seed and not go and water that seed. You can't sow a seed and it doesn't have sunlight. You can't sow a seed and it doesn't begin to get the soil and all of that that it needs. My mom was blessed when I lost my father not a month or so ago. And she got a lot of flowers. And I'm going to tell you the testimony. And all those flowers that she had got, two of them came to my house, and I'm like, okay, these are real flowers. Now, Lord, I ain't good at taking care of the flowers. My husband is, but I'm not. But see, he worked. So if he worked, that means I got to take care of him. I'm going to have to give him sunlight. I'm going to have to give him water. I'm going to have to do all that. But I forget about all those things. Because, see, I ain't just the type of person that loves flowers. That's not me. I don't love flowers. And that ain't what I like to do. But because these flowers was in my care, and I know if she come over here, she knows when it been watered. She knows when it been had light or not. Or she knows if it been in the sun too long, because some of the leaves are going to be burnt on. And she knows if I water it or not, because it's going to be dry. See, God don't want us to do that. He wants us to be a good seed. He wants to water the old seed. Once you water the seed, he wants us to water. Once we water, he wants to give us sunlight. God give us sunlight every day. And then he give us rain, because he knows when the earth needs to be moist. I like the way Jesus do. When it's too hot, he'll allow rain to come. Just to cool us off for a little while. Begin to get the earth moist. And if it's too hot, he'll bring cool breeze just to cool us off. God does that. And that's the way he wants us to be in our walk with him. He wants us to sow seed, good seed, not bad seed. Don't talk about your sister or your brother. Don't down them. Don't help them up. When people come to you and you know they the type of seed, you got the seed that comes and they don't want to see you do good. They don't want to see you do bad. They don't want to see you with nothing. They don't want to see you prosper. That's in the word. I'm still in the word. The word of God tells us our seed will even prosper us. He will prosper us. Some people don't want to see you prosper. Some people don't even want to see you nowhere. And we shouldn't be like that as a leader, as a disciple, as a child of God. We should want to see one another prosper. I read in the word about God bless 30 and 60 and 104. That means the harvest became 30. You reach a harvest of 30 and 60, 104. Which means you go on and you do what God put you here to do. You don't allow what God got for you and you don't allow the enemy to come and steal that. If you do it for God, God is going to bless the harvest. You have to do it. And some of us are not reaching the goal that we want to reach, or are not doing what we're supposed to do in the ministry, it's because of the people saying, the naysayers and the yays. We have to get people out of our ear. And even with that, you got to even turn some people to loose, because they don't want to see you prosper no way. That's some bad seeds right there. And I thank and praise God that God allowed me to be standing on good soil. And I pray you are standing on good soil, too, and good ground. I'm going to say good ground. Because if you stand on good ground, God is able to come in and help you. And then let me know that you are being led and guided by his word. Get in his word. God's word is a seed. God's word will help that seed grow. He will take that little seed and make a big seed out of it. And that it will grow, it will prosper. And next thing you know, it's nationwide. That's how God, that's how big God is. He will make that seed grow just that big. So you want, let's start getting into God's presence. Don't let the enemy, after all what's going on around us, some people are backsliding from God. Come back to him. I pray every day and I tell God, Lord, bring the people's heart back to you. The one that left your presence. The one, God, that looking at the things of this world and they losing focus off of you and putting their eyes on the world. Bring them back to you. Lord, turn the hearts of people, Lord God, hearts to you. Deliver them. Get them an encounter with you, Father. And I pray over my families. I pray over my friends and their families. I pray over my neighbors. So much chaos going on around us and we get fearful. But God tells us not to think about these things down here on earth. He said, think on good things. That's what the word says. Whatsoever true, whatsoever good, whatsoever of a good report. That means think on things up above. And God does that because he knows there's a lot of things gonna distract us from doing his will. Some people, there's a seed you're sowing in your marriage. Jealousy, envy, selfishness, pride. Those are seeds. You want that seed of unforgiveness, love, kind. The word of God tells us to be kind to one another. The word of God tells us to forgive that husband, that wife that wronged us. He'll forgive us. The word of God tells us to put back. Don't be selfish where you can't help nobody else. You only think of yourself and not nobody else. God loves us all, and he thinks about us all. So I want to let you all know, in your marriage, trust God to bring you through whatever's going on. Well, problem is paid. I don't do all I know how. And there ain't nothing else I can do. Yeah, God is right there. The word of God said he hasn't forgotten about us, so he don't want us to forget about each other. He tells us to pray for one another. And so as I get ready to close it, I want to know, what seed are you producing? Are you producing good seeds? Are you producing bad seeds? Are you producing seed of poisons? Some people can poison people's mind. Seed of jealousy. Y'all, there's so many different seeds. And it's just like on the earth. We got seeds, fruit seeds, vegetable seeds. When we want a garden, we go plant what we want. And that's how God wants us to be in his word. He wants us, whatever we want from him, he wants us to plant it and bring it before him. Water it with the word. Water your seed with the word of God. God's word is the seed. Once you water it, which means read it every day, once you water that seed, read it every day, read every day, you're watering your seed. And once they begin to grow, people begin to see and they begin to want what you have. And they begin to come to you and say, well, Prophetess Pate or Prophetess Stacy, how did you get the knowledge that you have? How did you get the growth that you have? How did your business prosper? Or how things are working out for you? It's because you wanted to see. Water your seed with the word of God. And once you water with the word of God, the word wants to do something. Get up. And once you do something with it, that means go tell somebody. Somebody don't know Christ. We got so much evil stuff around us in this world. And it ain't because some people are evil because that's all they know. Some people haven't even heard about Christ. But God saved me and he saved you. Now, I ain't saying go out in the streets because everybody in the street mentor because I'm one of them. I may used to run the streets when I was little, but God knows I ain't no street minister. That ain't for me. God wants to go and tell people. See, he ordained those that for the streets. Some people can reach places where me and Prophetess Stacy can't. I can pray, you know, and I can talk to them and minister to them. And I can tell them what God's word is saying. And I can tell them all about faith. And I can tell them how to act out on faith. I can tell them how to believe and trust God. And I can tell them how God will do this and do that. But if you tell me something about some strength, I couldn't tell you where to go to reach no drug dealer or no gang. I couldn't tell you that because I want that type of person. But I will tell you this here. Let us get ourselves together and begin to trust God and his word. Let's water the seeds. Let's begin to allow God to come into our life. Let's get back to what we used to be. Some of us used to pray every day. We used to read our word. We used to worship him and dance for him. And we used to go and just listen to somebody. If it ain't never going, listen to somebody. And some of us used to blessing people with, you know, taking somebody something to eat or maybe, you know, somebody don't have what you have, but you bless them. Everybody have a different ministry that you can do. My ministry may not be yours, and yours may not be mine. That's why the word of God tells us we all have different gifts, and we do. And if you ask me to minister, I can do that. If you ask me to pray, I can pray. If you ask me to sing, I can sing. If you ask me to go and play the drums, I can't do that. If you ask me to praise, then I ain't gonna say I can't, but that's not my anointing. But I'll try. If you have these things, that everybody got something to do. If you place them in God's hand, he'll direct you and show you what to do. Let us use our seed. Which means keep your seed on good ground. Bad seeds thrown by the wayside seed. Whatever seed you are, let it be a seed come from God. I thank and praise God for the seeds that he has planted in my life. And I thank him for the people that he planted in my life. And y'all know what? God can send people, and God can bring people to you to minister to you. And he said, that's a seed. Sometimes you may need a word. See, we see me and Prophet Stacy, we minister and we pray for people all the time. But people be needing a, sometimes people be needing a word. Sometimes people be needing you to talk to. And don't you know, when we need people to minister and talk to us too, we need people to pray for us too. So God will do that. He will send people to do it. But I want to let you all know, everybody needs somebody. So if you have backslided from God, if you don't kind of slip off of the path where you used to be, all you got to do is pray and get back on where you used to be. Ask God to help you. Maybe you hang with the wrong people to cause you to lose track. God is able to put you back where you were once were. It's a song saying God wants to put the potter back together again. And God can do that. And he will. So I'm going to pray. And as I pray, turn back over to Prophet Stacy. I hope I said something that could bless y'all on tonight. But I want to tell you again, if you want to read about the seed, you can go to Matthew, the 13th chapter, start at the 18th verse. Through the 20, I want to say the 30, maybe the 31st verse. And you can go in there and read it for yourself. God have different translations will help us break down what we can't understand. And I want to let y'all know, don't turn away from God. This is the time to get closer, not turn away from him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready, Lord God, to, Lord, allow the people, Lord, I ask you to touch the people's hearts. I ask you to strengthen them, Father. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to touch their heart and teach them how to water the seed, God, by getting in your word. Teach them how to, Lord, stay in your presence. Lord, teach them, Father God, what the seed is all about. Father, whatever they need, whatever they need, God, bless them. Whatever their wants are, Lord, I know you're able to provide. Father, you touch my sister, my brother that may be listening. You touch the ones that may be listening on the replay. Lord, you touch all of those, God, that say, pray for me. Lord, help me to become the seed you want me to become. Because, Father God, your word tells us to trust you in everything that we do. And, Father God, I thank you for the word on tonight. I thank you. And I pray that it do what you sent it out to do. And, Lord God, I ask you to bless everyone. Let this week be a blessed week, blessed and prosperous week for them. And, Lord, I thank you on tonight. I thank you for what you're doing and what you have done. Lord, help me to keep watering my seed. Help me to keep strengthen me, God, where I may feel that I'm torn or worn down. And Lord, I speak your protection over all of us. Lord, I speak Psalm 91 over. Lord, touch them that nothing will not come nigh them. In the Son Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Give them all, God, a heart to want to serve you. Lord, give them a candle with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father, and amen. I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Until next time, I will y'all meet us back here on Friday night with Faith on the Line. And I thank God for you all just tune back in on Friday night with Faith on the Line. And we'll be praying and sharing encouragement scriptures. And I will turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.